The option of buying marijuana to treat a medical condition has arrived just outside of Boston's city limits. A new dispensary in Brookline is now open, but by appointment only during a 2-week trial period. This morning, WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes us inside.
Under the teal dome of a former bank lobby, Ashley Cabana pulls the top off a plastic storage box labeled Face Rec. Cabana rests the box on a glass counter and flaps the lid, sending the aroma of marijuana inside the box towards Sam Brown, who takes a deep breath.
Yeah, it smells good.
And we're going to do a half ounce.
Mm-hmm. Brown, who is 32, will inhale the weed through a vaporizer to relieve insomnia and anxiety.
I'm using it to treat lifelong issues of mine that I've treated through psychotherapy and medication at various points, and this is another avenue like that.
Cabana drops handfuls of marijuana flower onto a scale, then pours the half ounce of glittering green buds into a tamper-proof black plastic container. Cabana slaps on a label that lists the active cannabinoids in Face Rec.
So now what I'm going to do, I'm just going to highlight the specific strain.
New England Treatment Access is growing about 50 strains at a warehouse in Franklin, which will be for sale on a rotating basis. The Brookline dispensary has 11 different strains or varieties of marijuana for sale today, which patients can read about on a menu while they wait for their turn at the counter. Face Rec is described as, quote, ideal for pain issues, energy, and mood elevation. There are no firm guidelines about which strain works for which ailments. Many patients, like Brown, figure out what strain and dose works for them based on trial and error.
I was self-medicating myself with this long before the medical option was legalized in Massachusetts, so it's something I've come to realize what works for me over the course of time.
Many people coming into the dispensary have used marijuana before, but maybe not for a specific medical purpose. Norton Arbelez, who oversees standards and practices for the dispensary, says the initial question for patients is, what do you know about marijuana?
What is your experience with medical cannabis? The median age of our patient is 47, so we get a lot of people. The last time they tried this was in college many years ago. And so we really need to understand the baseline knowledge of the product. And from there, we really go to method of delivery.
Salves, for example, may be effective for joint pain, but not nausea.
Can I get you any more flower today?
At the counter, Cabana puts four items Brown is purchasing into a bag.
Right now, the total is $145, but it is a $2 charge.
The charge is a transaction fee. Brown hands over a credit card, which the dispensary will process as a debit. New England Treatment Access has a somewhat unusual pricing model. All varieties of marijuana buds are the same price every day. But Arbella says he cannot talk about price except directly with patients.
We can't publicize the prices. That's part of the DPH rule.
Department of Public Health rules say dispensaries cannot advertise prices. Some dispensaries don't agree with this rule. We could try to break down the charge for Brown's purchase, but Amy Whitcomb-Slemmer, who runs the consumer group Healthcare for All, says patients should have easy access to marijuana prices.
From a consumer's perspective, what's important is to know what the cost is ahead of time, to be able to budget the therapy, and not to be surprised once they're already present at a clinic to fill a prescription.
That pricing rule and some of the standards for testing marijuana are in discussion as dozens more dispensaries move through the state application process. The Brookline dispensary is midway through a trial opening, during which the town is only allowing sales by appointment. The main concern is that this dispensary, just 30 paces from Boston, is the first one within easy reach of the city and could be flooded with patients. Town Public Health Director Dr. Alan Balsam says he and the chief of police are monitoring the situation.
If we do away with appointments and the volume does become an issue, we reserve the right to ask them to reinstate appointments once other dispensaries open in the greater Boston area. I think the problem goes away.
Arbella says he's confident that New England Treatment Access will be able to handle increased volume and continue to answer the question he keeps hearing this week.
Is this really legal?
Yes, now in 6 dispensaries across Massachusetts and counting. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.